to Rachel's Ramblings. So, in keeping with our current theme, which is exploring the Black British queer experience, today we have the pleasure of talking to Mark, who lives here in London. And we're just going to explore a lot of things, really, but I guess the themes of today's talks are kind of exploring what it means to keep up appearances whilst trying to live your own truth.
Okay, well, I was born in St. Thomas's Hospital, which... that's where I was born. In 1980. It's near Westminster, opposite Big Ben, the House of the Parliament. That's where St. Thomas's Hospital is. I was born and bred in London. I love London. I can't see myself living anywhere else, even though my sister's moved to Australia and she loves it there. But myself, I just love London life, just love living in London. Both my mum and dad are both from Jamaica. My parents are now divorced. So my mum lives here, she's remarried, and my dad's moved back to Jamaica about 6 years ago. So my dad lives in Jamaica. He lives in St. Elizabeth. That's in the countryside. I should really know. Okay. But it's like Jamaica's like kind of like big. But we got property all over Jamaica when my family have sort of thing. But my mum's from Kingston. My mum is from there. So my immediate family now, which is my mum, my dad, my brothers and sisters, and my uncle, they all know. But also my mum told my grandma about 10 years ago that, yeah, your grandson is gay too, because my grandma had a problem when she was living in New York. She had a problem with my cousin who was staying with her, which is my mum's nephew, and he was gay. So my grandma kicked him out of the house. And then my grandma said, the reason she kicked him out of the house is because he's gay. And then my mum goes, well, do you know my son is gay? And my grandma goes, nah, he's not gay. He must be going through a phase. So it's like that, but okay. So it's like a non-spoken thing. They all know, but we just don't speak about it. Well, it was funny because my mum actually, when I was like 17, I used to have like gay porn. So I used to go down over night time and have a wank. And then one time I was downstairs having a wank, basically my mum was walking, I could hear footsteps coming downstairs. So rather than pressing eject, I just turned the video off and turned the TV off. Then went to bed. Then in the morning, it was Sunday morning, my mum woke up, she went down to do a keep fit, and rather than pressing eject, she just pressed play. And then when she pressed play, there was two men, well, fucking basically. And then that's how she found out that I was gay. And then when I came downstairs, my mum was bawling, crying. My mum had all the videos piled up, because she went through all of them, because what I used to do is keep the video recorders like mixed in various places where I knew they were, but my mum would never ever touch it, it would always be me that would get the videos out and then press play, because mum didn't really do that. And that's how she found out I was gay. And then she goes, I'm going to tell your dad. And I was like crying. First of all, I said, no, it's not me. And then my mum goes, well, it can't be your dad. And you're the only other man in the house. So it has to be you. Who else can it be? So then I kind of admitted it. And then my mum told my dad. My dad didn't speak to me for about 8 months, to a year, 8 to 9 months. He didn't speak to me. I lived in the house as well at the time.
So he just didn't speak to you just at didn't all? Speak.
No, didn't speak to me at all.
Did he acknowledge your existence in the house, or just like...
He kind of went, but he would never actually talk to me, or, you know what I mean? It was very awkward. But then I suppose in a sense, he kind of took it better than my mum. Even though he didn't talk to me, my mum was the one that was crying and saying, I can't believe you, why aren't you your girlfriend? You had a girlfriend, what happened to your girlfriend? Why are you gay? You can't be gay. You know, just things like that, basically. So it was quite hard for my mum. My mum took it very hard. And my dad as well, because obviously he didn't talk to me for such a long time. And that was awkward. But then I was quite lucky, because when I used to go out, I met my partner. So I've been my partner ever since. We've been together 16 years. Oh my uncle and my brother, they took it really, really bad. When my uncle found out, I was in the house and he came in. And I was kind of upstairs, I came down. He goes, I can't believe you're gay. And my uncle ran after me, chased me down the stairs, was trying to catch me to actually beat me up. And I think if he did actually catch me, he would have actually beat me up. And my brother, he took it really bad as well, because my brother used to be like in a gang, and he used to go around beating up people. My brother said to me, I used to go around beating up people like you. And I go, well, you can't do it no more because I'm gay. And then my brother tried to chase me around, sort of thing. But I was kind of protected, if it makes sense, from like other people around the estate, because who my brother was. I mean, I was really lucky as well. I remember for my 25th birthday, I had a birthday party at my house. Mm-hmm. And like all like my black gay friends and white gay friends came round. And especially my black gay friends were surprised that my mum and my dad were both sitting in my house with all my gay friends around. And my friend said to me, you're so lucky, the fact that your parents accept you for being gay and that they're in your house where sitting down with amongst your gay friends, because he knows his parents would never accept it and would never do what my parents did. So even though it was hard for them in the beginning, they kind of came to terms with the fact that at the end of the day, I am their son, and nothing they can say is going to change me from being gay. I am who I am, and either you accept it or I will distance myself from you, mum, which is what I said to my mum, because my mum used to always say, you know, maybe you're going through a phase, you will both find part girlfriends and get married one day. I was like, mum, that's not going to happen. And if you keep on saying that to me, I'm not going to come around and see you anymore, because every time you say it to me, it hurts me. Because at the end of the day, you should accept me for who I am, not for what society say that we should be. Okay. I do go to Jamaica. I was there last year. I was there in June. My mum took me for my birthday. So I was in Jamaica for 2 weeks. But do my immediate family in Jamaica know? I haven't said to them that I'm gay, but I haven't said to them I'm straight. But I never admitted to my cousins to say that I'm gay. No, I haven't. They don't need to know. I mean, for me, if they asked me, I would say, yes, I'm gay. But unless they're actually going to ask me that question, I'm not going to openly admit to them that I am gay. Not that I'm ashamed of being gay, but I just feel like it's none of their business. And also, my dad always said to me, don't tell people your business. Whatever you do behind closed doors is your own business. There's no need for you to broadcast it to the world. And obviously, back in the day, Jamaica was a hard place to be gay as well, because you just get this thrown acid on or get beaten up, or the police were going to your hotel. There's one story of one of my friends, they went back to Jamaica and they were in the hotel naked, having sex. The police kicked down the door, dragged them out on the street, and then dragged them through the street and embarrassed them, basically. So that was quite harsh as well. So I go out when I'm in Jamaica, but I go out with my family. So I'm always, I'll wind up on girl. I can not blend in. Blend in is the wrong word. I just have a good time and enjoy myself. But I haven't been to a gay place in Jamaica. No, okay. I haven't. And I wouldn't.
Why not?
I just wouldn't feel safe to go to a gay club or a gay place in Jamaica and feel safe. I just wouldn't. I don't know of any places either. I don't know of any. But apparently there are places in Jamaica where gay people do go and congregate and have parties and stuff. But I've never inquired about it or gone to one. It's very, especially where my dad lives in the countryside, it's very narrow-minded. It's very sort of like back in the day. And Jamaicans are very hard people. They're not liberal. They're not very open-minded to new things. I mean, my sisters in Jamaica, they all know, because obviously being on Facebook is an amazing thing, an amazing tool. And a lot of my family members are on my Facebook. So when you look at my Facebook, there's lots of pictures of gay clubs, gay men in Speedos. You can tell it's very gay. So I don't hide it. And even my mum used to say to me, stop adding family members. Why are you adding this one? Why are you adding that one for? They don't need to know what's going on. Well, I add them anyway. I feel want to accept me, I think it's a good way for them to realise who I am and what I'm about. Because I don't need to tell people that I'm gay or straight. By looking at your Facebook, you can kind of tell that I am gay. And obviously pictures of me and my partner, that's all over Facebook as well. You can see that he's my partner. But I think people know that he's my partner.
Yeah.
Especially when I'm saying, happy birthday, baby. I love you with all my heart. I was like 18, 19, and I was going, used to be gay clubs in Vauxhall and Clapham Common, actually. The Two Brewers was one of the first gay clubs I went to. And I used to go there and party up, and then a few of my friends saw me. I'm like, you're a batty man. And I was just trying to walk away, and they were like pushing me kind of thing to like antagonize me to fight. But I never did. I just walked away. And I get them following me and just calling me names, you batty man this, you puff, you this and that. And I just kind of shrug it off. But it was hard looking back, but it's one of the things I had to go through. But apart from that, I haven't really experienced any homophobic or anything like that since then. Being gay is a white man's game, is what my dad used to say to me. Because when my dad first came here in the late 50s, there was no blacks, no Irish, no dogs. So you couldn't go into the central London or Soho where I can go now. He couldn't go into them places because you would get beaten up by the teddy boys or what have you. So my dad fought for those things. But also, my dad thinks being gay is a rich man's game. You're the white men, they've all seemed to have money. All gay people seem to have money or have more disposable income because they don't have kids, I suppose. Which is why we have more disposable income. That's why we can afford to do more things and we seem to have more lavish lifestyles. Looking back now, especially because... But then... Yeah, does that make sense? My mum goes to church. Church of England. So she's very religious. My dad, not so much now, but my mum is.
Did you go to church?
Yeah, I go to church every Sunday. I mean, I still go to church, not as often as I should, but I do go to church every now and again.
Is your faith important to you?
Yeah, faith is important. I do believe in God. I do believe in the higher being, and faith is important to me. I should go to church much more than what I do, and I'm going to try and rectify that this year. Because the church that I go to, they do accept gay people. My mum's church that my mum goes to, they do accept gay people as well into their church. And they accept, I think, a lesbian couple got married in the church as well. So they do accept it. So they encourage gay people to come into the church and be a part of our community.
Do you think that what... So you're saying that you want to get back into going to church. Is there anything that's been stopping you from going to church before now?
I think it's like a lame excuse. Work stops me because I do work most Sundays. Mm. So Sundays, but then Sundays when I am off, I don't go to church. I should go to church, but I don't.
Has your sexuality ever been an issue for you? Like, is there any kind of conflicts between that and your faith?
No. Well, there is, because obviously they're saying that man shouldn't sleep with man, should they? It should be supposed to be man and woman. So there is that as well. And I don't know how to explain it.
You were born here, and when did your parents come over?
My parents came over in the 60s. My dad came over late 50s, and my mum came in the 60s. Hands down, I would always say that I'm blessed that I was born here, because I know my sisters in Jamaica, even though they have kind of a good life, it's very hard for them in Jamaica because there's not that much work out there as well. And they're still stuck in that the lighter your skin, the better jobs you get. Mm-hmm. So the darker you are, the less of work, the jobs you get are lesser, if that makes sense. So all the people in the banks and who work in like banks or lawyers or doctors, they all seem to be lighter, like a red skin were lighter, not as dark as I am.
Mm. Yeah.
So you still get that, and you still get a lot of people that are in Jamaica that bleach their skin to make their skin look lighter. But you can tell when someone's been bleaching by how their hands look and everything. It's just like
in the little
freezes. Do
you think that's like a very black thing though? That idea of just kind of ignore it or go away.
I think it's a very black thing that you feel you're gonna ignore it and it'll go away. But then as I'm saying, I'm very blessed and lucky to have the parents that I have, to have the mum and father that I have, because they have accepted me for who I am. It's taken them a while to accept it, but now they love me for who I am, and they love my partner for who he is as well. You know, so we have like a little family that's going on. So yeah, and we're happy.
Which is the main thing, right?
Yeah, which is the main thing.
Cool.
Sorry, I don't know why I'm laughing.
Thank you to Mark for agreeing to talk to me today, and thank you for listening. As usual, you can continue the conversations at Rachel Ray MCK on Twitter. See you next time.